I really believe that American people have, you know, now it's a time for a wake-up call. We cannot use our tax hard-earned money to be a part of a murder, you know, sponsored by United States. The helicopter used to get the commandos down is, unfortunately, American-made. All the support we give, $200 million a day for aggression to be sponsored on innocent people, just want to give food and medicine and scooters for handicap to really heal the 18 months earlier atrocities that have been committed again by the same state, Israel, that's destabilizing the whole world peace.
So, I mean, I was there, I saw what happened. We were there during the Shafal riots, and we were there during the 1976 riots and during the boycotts for apartheid. And so, I mean, we understood. We understood what happened, we saw what happened, and we knew that it wasn't just what was happening in South Africa. And this is, for me, the same. And there's no way I can keep quiet. The occupation reminds me very much of Group Areas Act in South Africa, because we were also placed according to groups in different and zoned according to groups. I mean, schools, everything was by apartheid, by your race and by your color, and so that part is like very similar.
My sign says America, Israel's bitch, and basically I'm here just for that message to see if people have had enough of this yet. Like for more folks to get on board here.
What do you mean by that sign?
Well, I mean, no matter what Israel does, right or wrong, we back them. And, you know, that does nobody any good. It doesn't do us any good, it doesn't do Israel any good, and it certainly doesn't do the Palestinian people any good.
My sign is talking about Israel's piracy and indicating also that Israel has become a danger to the United States as well as to itself, not only the Palestinians, of course, but Israel is in a mode of self-destruction and is trying to take the United States down with it. We're following Israel on international policy, and it's wrong. The rest of the world knows that it's wrong, and we're standing behind a country that has committed an act of terrorism against innocent people and killed a U.S. citizen.
We've had a pretty positive response, actually, maybe 3 or 4 out of, you know, the many cars that have passed by that have been negative, but it seems to me that the negatives are out of racism. It's not necessarily just for the cause.
But you've had some positive response, I've heard.
Yes, we've had a lot of positive response so far.